Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Klal Samaches. We're learning a Siman Aleph, and we're now by the second exception to the concept of Ein Mavir and Lamitzus. So Chayyotim says, "V'lo shayak Ein Mavir and Beis, V'lo shayak Ein Mavir and Lamitzus Shosig Bo." The halacha of Ein Mavir and Lamitzus applies to a mitzvah that you are actively doing. Of a mitzvah she'en oisik bo begufay, el acherim oiskim bo. Somebody else is doing the mitzvah, not you. Vavu became, so where is your mitzvah, that Ein Mavir and Lamitzus is? Your mitzvah is the concept of Barayv Am Hadras Melech, that your presence there in some way increases the value of the mitzvah that he is doing. Vavu became he mitzvah mishum Barayv Am Hadras Melech. So the question is now, I want to leave this mitzvah of Barayv Am Hadras Melech to go do something else, whether it's another mitzvah or whether it's not another mitzvah. So since I'm not actively doing it, is there a problem of Ein Mavir and Lamitzus? Mutal niyach mitzuzu, balelech b'makom acher lirois, shrei gam shom yase mitzvah. So the Chayyotim says that I'm allowed to leave mitzvah A, where I am acting as a spectator. I'm just watching, to go do mitzvah B, where I am again a spectator just watching. Barayv am hadras melech. The source for this is a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that on the Yom Kippur, the primary actions, obviously, of the day were done by the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says that the person who was seeing, watching the Purim and Nisrofim, Asir and Nisrofim, as they were being burnt, which was done outside of the Mikdash, could not see the Kohen Gadol read the Kriyas HaTorah. Because the distance was such, it was impossible to reach from A to B, leave A and go to B. But the Mora says that the only problem was because there was a distance. But apparently you were allowed to leave being part of the group, which is watching Sir Menisrofim, and Purim Menisrofim being burnt. You were allowed to leave that to go to Kriyas HaTorah, were it not for the distance issue. Well, how could it be possible? You're leaving a mitzvah, you're in the middle of a mitzvah, and you're leaving it. So the Mora says, so Rashi says that since you are not actively involved in it, you're just watching, even though you are adding to the mitzvah in some way because of Rabbi Am Hadras Melech, so in some way you're involved in the mitzvah. But since it's not an act of participation, the rule of Ein Mavir and Lamitzus does not apply. Okay. Very rarely does this apply in a scenario where a person is, let's say, for example, listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So it's a person's involvement in Kriyas HaTorah in general is more than just the din of Barayv Am Hadras Melech. He's part of the mitzvah, but we said the person is fulfilling the mitzvah to Shema Ka'ina. So it's considered as if he is reading. So his involvement over here is not just through Barayv Am Hadras Melech. He has an active involvement through the mitzvah. Having another person read is as if he is reading. So that's considered that Ein Mavir and Lamitzus would apply in that situation. Why the Kriyas HaTorah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we don't apply that concept. We don't make this argument. That's some discussion. This might depend on whether we look at Kriyas HaTorah as a chiyuv in each yachid, and then this would apply, or we look at this as a chiyuv of the tzibur, but not in the individual people or chayiv, then arguably this halacha would apply. But since this is a machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah comes out, this way to understand the Mishnah Berurah and steer Mishnah Berurah is that you are not mechuyev as a yochid to go hear the kriya, but once you are part of the tzibur, you have a chiyuv to listen to the kriya. So it becomes now a personal chiyuv once you're part of the tzibur. So this halacha of Ein Mavir and Lamitzus would not apply to Kriyas HaTorah. The same thing with persons hearing Kiddush, etc. And in these scenarios where you're being yotze through Shema Ka'ina, this concept of the Chayyotim doesn't apply. So it's very rare that we're involved. Practically, we have this application of the Chayyotim's example. Chayyotim gives one more exception to the rule of Ein Mavir and Lamitzus, which we'll talk about as Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.